Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
Hello and welcome to MySahana's podcast series. My name is Jessica Machado and I am a volunteer at MySahana. MySahana is a 501c3 certified nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing awareness and remove stigma about mental health in the South Asian community. Today I'll be talking to Ulash Thakur Dunlop about the benefits of counseling and therapy. First, let me introduce you to Ulash, who is also passionate about MySahana's cause of removing the stigma associated with mental health. She has a master's in counseling and is a licensed marriage family therapist and has her own private practice in San Francisco. She is also a teacher and an author. Thanks, Ulash, for taking out time from your busy schedule to talk to us about those benefits. So, can you tell us the difference between the terms counseling and therapy?
Sure. Firstly, thank you for having me. So, there is no real difference between counseling and therapy. Usually, when people refer to counseling, it's a little bit more short-term, brief and short-term, whereas therapy tends to be more ongoing. And also it depends on what agency you're going to, if it's private practice or a hospital or your license. So usually there is no difference. It depends on, like, therapy is more longer than counseling.
Okay. And what type of issues can counseling and therapy address?
Anything and everything. So I'll give you some examples. It could be parenting. So we have a lot of parents that come in who are new to parenting and they don't know what to do with the baby. Or it could be their toddlers and they need some support around how to manage their child. You could be a teenager coming in talking about, like, adjustment. It could be that you've moved to a new country, so the whole immigration stuff. So adolescence, or just being a teen, right? The whole hormone. So that's that piece too. As an adult, we have all kinds of issues from depression to moving to a new country, transitioning of jobs. A lot of women come into my private practice with infertility, divorce, so the whole spectrum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So who can benefit? Pretty much everyone, right?
Yeah, I would say everyone, but it's like with anything. You've got to be ready. Some people are not ready. I have people who have been coming to me on and off for 5 years. They come and they leave. So it's not like just a closed process. It can be really ongoing.
Okay. So what are some of the benefits to counseling?
Mm-hmm. There are many benefits to counseling. Firstly, it sometimes feels like you can't go to your friends and family because they're not objective.
Okay.
So it's really nice to have someone who's objective, who's trained to talk to. So that's some of the benefits, so that you can open up and have a space. For some people, they need a little bit more than just talking. It could be they need medication. So we refer them to the right people for that piece too.
Okay. And how do you know when you should seek counsel from a professional?
So what I would say is if you feel like whatever the issue or the problems that you're having is getting in the way of, say, your work, it's interfering with your work, so you can't get up, you don't want to get to work, you know, you're feeling a little depressed or anxious, so the whole work, social life, personal life, if it's interfering with that, then I would say maybe, and you've gone to your friends and your family and they have not been helpful, maybe they are the issue or the problem.
Yeah.
I would say that would be a good time to go seek, you know, professional help.
Okay, I know you spoke of some of the advantages to talking to a professional rather than just a friend. Are there any others?
Yes, like I said before, you know, friends are biased.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see things objectively sometimes. And sometimes we don't want to tell our friends because it's too close to the issue maybe, so we're not separated. And that's why it's really nice sometimes to go to a neutral space where, you know, that person's not judging you because they don't know you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how can simply talking about a problem fix it?
Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to say is we don't fix the problem. People would like us to fix it. So talking about it, actually, you know, sometimes we have these, I call them monologues in our head. We keep saying it again and again and again. It's only when we say it aloud, and I would suggest that everyone practice sometimes saying it aloud in front of somebody else, it actually makes it more real, or people see it really differently. And that's when the real work starts happening. So we're not fixing it at first, we're addressing it by sometimes saying it a lot. And then looking at what is getting in the way of whatever is going on for them. So I say it's not a fix-it problem, it's an ongoing thing. And how do we help people get to where they want to be in life?
That sounds great. And how do you determine if medication is necessary?
So all therapists, including myself, what we do a thorough assessment. And I'll give you an example. If I have a depressed client come to me, I do the full assessment. And sometimes it might be that they need more than talk therapy. So for example, it could be that they're suicidal ideation and having a lot more thoughts of suicide. They may need some other support. Maybe there's a chemical imbalance, and it's not just with depression. It could be with postpartum depression or anything else that's going on. Grief and loss, when somebody's lost someone, the whole emotional piece. I always say when the chemical imbalance is off, it's good to go seek medical advice. It could be a psychiatrist. It could be the doctor.
Okay. And more on a cultural point of view, what do you think are some of the stigmas and misconceptions that surround the idea of seeking counseling, especially in the South Asian community?
There are still a lot of stigmas and misconceptions. The first one is, if you go see a counselor, you must be crazy. And I think that's in the South Asian community or other bigger community as well. We get a lot of, the stigma is that you can't tell people outside of your family and friends what's going on. You have to keep it in the family. And so that seems to be, you can't go to an outsider. There's a lot of stigma around that. There's a lot of shame around talking about your problem to an outside person still in the South Asian community or the general community as well.
Okay. So what is your personal method of counseling?
So I'm very relational in my style. I like to think of myself as really warm. So what I mean by relational is you come in as the client and I will follow your lead. Of course, I'll do my full assessment, but that's what the whole relational piece is. What is going on with you in relation to everybody else, including myself? And then the other piece is I'm very proactive in my approach. And so I use a technique called cognitive behavioral therapy. And what that means is we do a lot more action planning. What is the problem? What are those thoughts that you keep telling yourself, the same thing in your head? And then how can we help you be more proactive? We come up with, we call them interventions or things that you can do in your life, if possible.
So what can someone expect during their sessions and their results?
What I would say is that, firstly, it's really scary to go see a therapist, especially if you've never been. So firstly, what I would say is when they first come to me, I give them a whole spiel if they haven't been in therapy about what therapy is. And I always say that I'm doing a full assessment because I need to know what's going on. And so that's what it's like the first couple of sessions, a lot of questioning. And then it's whatever they bring in. What I would say is, that finding a counselor is really hard, or a therapist, whatever word you use. For me, it's like buying a good pair of shoes. It's got to fit right. And so sometimes you have to shop around a little bit. So I don't know if that helps with your questioning as well in terms of when you meet somebody for the first time. It might not be a good fit.
Right.
And you may not feel like you can open up.
Okay. So thank you very much, Uwash, for sharing this valuable information with our audience. If you want to contact Ms. Uwash Thakur Dunlap, please email mysahana@mysahana.org. MySahana's website has more information about counseling and therapy and other interesting articles on various topics on mental health. Please visit www.mysahana.org. I would encourage our audience to find more information on how to donate to this worthy cause so we can continue to serve the community. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by MySahana. To learn more about MySahana, visit www.mysahana.org.